The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I love that Kit Kat have continually changed the game when it comes to flavours. If you go overseas, they've got like huge ranges. In the last few years, we've started to see some of them introduced in Australia.
Yeah, it's similar to, I guess, M&M's, the same thing. Mm. You ever seen overseas M&M's?
Oh, yeah.
They're really spoilt over there.
We've only just got the pretzel one.
Yeah.
Can vouch.
It's good, is it?
It's good.
A little bit salty.
Mm.
I like that Kit Kat is, like, it's a fairly standard chocolate in the supermarket. Like,
yep.
Just the one you see on the shelf. There's nothing special about it, something gourmet about it. It's just it is what it is. But then when you go to the Kit Kat store, who knew Kit Kat could be so fancy, so gourmet?
Oh,
such
yeah.
Such a delicacy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember for a little while when they did the Create Your Own Kit Kat?
Yep.
You'd go there and it was kind of like, it's kind of like that. Did you ever do Create Your Taste at McDonald's?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I went to the chocolatery.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, got the ruby chocolate.
Yeah. Well, it's the screen for the Create Your Chocolate thing is just like Create Your Taste at Macca's, and it was great. And you'd come back later, that personalized packaging. It was just good stuff. Well, Kit Kat have unveiled.
Can I just stop you for a moment?
What?
Are we talking snacks?
Oh, you want the intro?
Yeah.
I got so carried away by exciting Kit Kats, I didn't even think of the intro.
Here we go.
You're going to do this?
Please.
All right. Let's do it. It's time for Snack Chatty. I'm feeling real snacky. There's a new snack arrival. It looks a little wacky. So it's time to talk snacks. So please shh up. Please shh. Please. Quiet. Time to talk snacks.
All right, now we can talk.
I was feeling a little too snacky and I jumped right into it. Didn't even do the intro.
That's all right.
So, four different blocks to mimic Christmas lunch. That is the new range of Kit Kat available.
I'm intrigued. How does this work? What flavours have we got?
Well, here's the interesting part. A lot of savoury options. So, you've got the appetizer, which is prosciutto, melon and champagne flavoured.
Ooh, I'm on board.
Really?
Yep.
Prosciutto in a Kit Kat?
Possibly. Could just be salty.
I don't want a meaty Kit Kat.
It wouldn't actually be prosciutto inside the Kit Kat.
I hope not.
Surely
crispy,
not.
Crispy, salty prosciutto. No, I think there's actually a little crispy, maybe dehydrated chunks perhaps.
I wonder if I'd be allowed to eat that. Well, I'm intrigued though.
There's the main course.
Yep.
Australian baked ham with delectable orange and clove glaze.
Interesting.
It's okay. A weird flavour.
Yep.
So apparently that one tastes like spice citrus and baked ham wrapped up in milk chocolate wafers.
Oh, yes, please.
Really?
Count me in for a round.
Okay, this is the next one. It's kind of like, I guess, your condiment, your sauce. They have the honey and glazed carrots.
Oh, this is the side.
A
the side dish,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yep. Honey and glazed carrot flavoured Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
And finally,
because carrots taste like pretty much nothing. You've got the honey glaze in there. It's just chocolate with honey.
Hopefully they really lean into the honey.
Yeah, of course they would. All right, so there's got to be a dessert, yeah?
Yeah, there is a dessert. And this is the one I'm definitely getting on board with. Christmas pudding with brandy custard.
Ooh,
I can
yum.
Imagine that in a Kit Kat tasting amazing. It makes up for the rest of them.
So I'm thinking, what, there's currants in there, a bit of spice and other things?
So that one, you've got milk chocolate wafer currants and spiced milk ganache with a drizzle of brandy custard.
Ooh, yum. Where can we get these?
So I think they might be available in the the Kit Kat stores themselves. I don't think they're going to be widely available in supermarkets, but you can jump online and get them. So you can put in a little order on the Kit Kat website, which is kitkat.com.au. Here's the thing. $25 for a block.
Yep, I'm paying it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's expensive chocolate that might taste weird. It's ham flavoured, for crying out loud.
I'm definitely getting the dessert one.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll take that to Christmas lunch.
Well, if you get all four, you've got your whole Christmas lunch sorted.
That is true.
They're not also regular kit. Like, it's not like the regular size wafers. It's the bigger, chunkier guys.
Yeah, of course, they'd have to be.
To fit more of
that
fancy stuff in.
Paying $25 for it, I'd hope it wasn't just the regular four fingers.
You'd hope it's chunky.
Yeah.
And also, if they're fitting bits of, prosciutto in there, yeah, you need it to
it's different.
A bit chunky.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.